نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، شهادة تنجي من اعتقدها خالصا من قلبه وقالها مفتخرا بالانتماء إليها وعمل بها تعظيما لشرع الله ودعا إليها استجابة لأمر الله وصبر على تبعاتها احتسابا للأجر عند الله، فإنها تنجيه من عذاب يوم تشيب لهوله الولدان. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him who seeks His help and ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil in our souls and from our sinful deeds. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can mislead. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, no one can lead. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one, having no partner. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, I used to have a scholar sheikh who is my sheikh, and I used to go to him for wisdom and seeking knowledge. I'm a student of hadith and he's a scholar of hadith, so I used to go to him to seek knowledge and wisdom, as I said. So one time he told me, "Do you know how much is 1 + 1? I told him, "Sheikh, you know, it's easy." And I did not understand the question, so I looked at him and said, like my face was saying, "What's going on?" He said, "I mean it. I want an answer from you." I said, "So, Sheikh, it is 2. He said, "I'm not talking about regular math. I'm talking about people. When you put a believer, you know, close to a believer, or a believer plus a believer, a brother plus a brother, how much does that give?" I said, "I don't know, still 2. He said, "No, it could be 0, it could be minus, it could be 11, and it could be hundreds." So I said, "Based on what, Sheikh?" He told me, "Both on the level of their faith and the level of their brotherhood together." He told me, "When you find 2 brothers who understand Islam very well and who are following the correct minhaj and they love each other, when they work together, they achieve a lot, more than maybe 10 or 20 or 30. But if they don't fulfill the brotherhood requirements and they don't love each other, they are not going to cooperate with each other. So 1 + 1 here equals 0. But if they are going also to go to be worse than that and fight each other, the results will be minus." This is a lesson that I took from the Sheikh, and I went back to the Quran and Sunnah trying to find proofs for what the Sheikh said. He's a big scholar. I'm sure he has proofs from the Quran and Sunnah. So when I went back to the Quran and Sunnah, it's amazing. I found a lot of proofs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, "Inna Ibrahim kana ummah." Ibrahim alone has the power and achievement of a whole nation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In yakum minkum 20 sabirun yaghlibu 200. And then he said, "Al-ana khaffafa Allah 'ankum wa 'alima anna feekum dha'fa in yakum minkum 100 sabiratun yaghlibu 200." So one in the first ayah, one A plus 10 have the force and could achieve like 10 people. In the second ayah, one could achieve like 2 people. And then I studied the Sunnah too, and I found in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was with his companion, and someone very handsome passed in front of them. Very nice ride, nice clothes, and so on. And he said, what do you think about this guy? They said, حَرِيٌّ بِهِ إِذَا شَفَعَ أَنْ يُشَفَّعَ وَإِذَا طَلَبَ النِّكَاحَ أَنْ يُنْكَحَ. يعني إذا خطب أن ينكح. They said, this is a very, you know, big guy. If he comes to us for a service, we are going to help him right away. And even if he asks for our daughters, we are going to marry him right away. So the Prophet ﷺ didn't say anything. And then after a little while, another man passed in front of them. He looked so miserable. You know, very, very humble clothes, no light. His skin looks, you know, fair, as he did not eat like for a long time and so on. So he said, what do you think about this guy? They said, حَرِيٌّ بِهِ إِذَا شَفَعَ أَلَّا يُشَفَّعَ وَإِذَا خَطَبَ أَلَّا يُزَوَّجَ. They said the again statement. They said about the first one. They said, if he comes for a service, we cannot help him. And if he asks for our daughters, we cannot marry him. So the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ هَذَا, the miserable person, خَيْرٌ مِنْ مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ مِثْلِ هَذَا. This person is better than the full the earth full of people like the first one. So now one is earthless, the whole globe full of people. This is another kind of man. This is the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. And this is the scale related to brotherhood and achievement. Brotherhood has a great position in Islam, dear brothers and sisters. And it is the foundation of the society. If you have stones scattered here and there, can you pretend that you have a house? Of course not. If you have individual believers, individuals, without brotherhood between them, you cannot talk about Muslim community. You cannot talk about Islamic society. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam based his society on brotherhood. That's the first thing he did after building the mosque. So brotherhood is not a jurisprudence issue. It's not related to fiqh. It is related to the aqidah, to the creed. It's part of the creed. It's not part of the aqidah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Awthaq al-iman al-hubbu fi Allah wal-bughdu fi Allah." The strongest handle of belief are to love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brotherhood is very important, and it comes immediately after the command of Allah of piety. Fattaqullaha wa aslihu dhata baynikum. And in the Islamic understanding, there is no kind of relationship that you could imagine between believers except brotherhood. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. And for those who know the Arabic language and its rulings, they will understand immediately that إِنَّمَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْحَصَرِ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. So, the relationship between believers is restricted in that area, which is brotherhood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brotherhood has pillars. And after looking into the Quran and Sunnah as specialized in hadith, I can tell you that brotherhood is not only a feature or a behavior. It is an institution in Islam, and it has pillars. When you say that I love this brother for the sake of Allah, or this brother is my brother, or there is brotherhood between us, you have to fulfill four pillars before you can say that you fulfill the requirements of brotherhood in Islam, which are number four, to love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to respect them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to care about them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, to forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four pillars should be fulfilled before you can pretend that you are a brother for your brothers. Number one, the law. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أفلا أدلكم على أمر إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. This is pillar number one of brotherhood, the law. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are not going to be granted Jannah before you believe, and you are not a believer before you love each other. And then he gave us a tip. If you'd like to love each other, spread peace between each other. And peace is not a word we say. It's a word, and it is a belief, and it is an action. It has all these three major parts. At the level of speech, at the level of heart and belief, and the level of the action with your body parts. To love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is to respect others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُحَقِّرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. It's enough sin for you to degrade your brother in Islam or your sister in Islam. And that's why it is prohibited for us to call your brother or your sister with names that he does not like, or to bite, backbiting or whatever of these kind of things. So we have to respect them, whatever, if they are in front of you, either if they are there or if they are absent, you have to respect them. Number three, pillar number three, to care about them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. This is an example that the Prophet ﷺ gave for the relationship between brothers at the level of care, and it is like the one body. If you have a problem in one of your body parts, in your finger, for example, or in your ear, or you cannot tell that body part, okay, let me sleep, stay there and go to sleep. You can't, because that blood system is running in the whole body and you feel that body. The same thing should be applied to the Muslim community as a one body, as the Prophet said, they are like one body at the level of caring about each other, loving about each other, and taking the highest level of care for each other. Number four is forgiveness. Forgiveness is very important, and this religion is very realistic. We know that we are humans. Sometimes some problems may occur between us. So the best way is to forgive your brother and to forget in order to keep that institution of brotherhood safe and healthy, and in order to get the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because those who have mercy on each other, Allah will have mercy on them. The Prophet ﷺ says, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ أَوْ الْجِدَالَ وَهُوَ مُحَبَّ. The Prophet ﷺ says, I guarantee a castle or a house in the paradise for the one who does not argue, even if he is correct, does not argue with your brother. Because when you argue and you have this debate and things, the hearts will get affected against each other. And Islam would like always our hearts to be clean for each other, accepting each other, And also, I want you to try this, if you understand what I'm saying about brotherhood, try this. Now, if you have a problem with a brother or a sister, whenever you meet, you don't want to talk to him, you want to just go away, but you feel that your heart is bothering you, you have a lot of stress, a lot of trouble, your heart is telling you, this is not correct. But even though you have kibble, you are arrogant, you don't want to go to your brother and say, forgive me. Try it one time. Go to your brother or your sister in Islam, okay, brother, please forgive me. It's my mistake. And then tell me about what happens in your heart. Then tell me about how you are released from this load on your shoulders because of that sin. And everything will go away just with one step. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يحل للمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما الذي يبدأ صاحبه بالسلام. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's haram for the Muslim to be away from his brother or not to talk to his brother for more than 3 days. He said, they meet, this one goes this way, the other one goes the other way, and he says that the best among them is the one who takes the step and say, Assalamu alaykum. Peace be upon you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaj'alina wa iyyakum mimma yastami'una al-qawla fa yattabi'una ahsana wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon all the prophets and the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, when you look to the Islamic jurisprudence as a whole, you find it serving the institution of brotherhood. Everywhere you look, you find it serving that. At the level of protection, this Sharia prohibits everything that could make your brother or sister feel bad. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul iyyakum warban. فَإِنَّ أَغْضَنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا تَحَسَّسُوا وَلَا تَنَافَسُوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. So all these sicknesses, إياكم والظن, do not think bad about your brother or sister. فإن الظن أكذب الحديث. Whatever Shaytan will whisper you to think about your brother or sister, that's wrong, that's a lie. Take it away. And do not spy on your brother. Do not try to, find out the news of your brother or sister. What did he buy? Where did he go? What's the kind of his car? What these kind of things are also should be eliminated. So, and all this kind of backbiting and, gossip and envy, everything is haram to protect the institution of brotherhood. That's what we call protection of the institution of brotherhood. There is maintenance of the institution of brotherhood, which is what the Sharia did by the side of being good to your brother, being good to your sister, and that's in the deen. For example, ibtisamuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. Smiling in the face of your brother or sister is a charity. So that's to help maintaining the healthy relationship. Also, if someone gets sick, you are commanded to go visit him and to make dua for him. That's to maintain this institution of brotherhood. When we pray, prayer in Islam is jama'ah, and Islam is the religion of al-jama'ah. And the Prophet ﷺ says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ وَمَنْ شَدَّ شَدَّ فِي النَّارِ. You have to be with the community, with the jama'ah. and you pray rows, shoulders to shoulders, feet to feet. Why? Because in the real life too, you have to be like that. You have to be together. You have to be, you know, supporting each other. And that's why he says in the other hadith, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص يشد بعضه بعضا. Believer to the believer are like a wall that each stone of it is supporting the other stones. And that's very important. Also, look, for example, on fidya, on mistakes that you may make in your own worship. If you make a mistake, he tells you, feed 10 people. Do you see how clear is the point? You are making the mistakes in your, for example, in swearing. And your kafara is to feed 10 people, to do good to your community. Also, charity. You know, zakat al-mafruda, the obligatory charity, is like to help others. And all the religion is like that. These are just some examples. I know the time is running so fast, but I want to say that brotherhood is an institution, and Islam established that institution at the level of aqidah, at the level of jurisprudence, and at the real life, the Prophet ﷺ built this society on brotherhood. Also, he protected this institution by forbidding anything that could affect it. And he maintained it by this sharia, which is all lead to get a strong and healthy relationship. And also, the last one is the treatment. The sharia would like to treat any sickness that could occur to this institution or to this relationship by reconciliation. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم. Whatever happens between you and your brother, either at the level of dunya or whatever, you have to fix it right away. Do not leave it so that it hurts you and it hurts your deen. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم ربنا تولى أمرنا وشد أزرنا وأسر السلام بيننا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا ووحد صفوفنا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.